What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Atlas, the innovative podcast. I'm your host, Malcolm Linehan Herring, and at the age of 16, I created the athletic wear brand Atlas Innovative. The purpose of this podcast is to provide insight into athletes, artists, and people in general that are making great strides in their community and show you guys that with the right tools and mindset, that success is possible by any means necessary. With this being one of the brand new episodes of our new season of Atlas, that entails new innovators. In addition to that, new clothes, new motivation, and just new ways for you guys to get inspired and live the life you want to live. So, without further ado, on today's episode of the podcast, we have brand new and young innovator, and her name is Jessica Salzman. Hey Jess, thanks so much for being here on the brand new season of Atlas, brand new podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So we're really excited to have you. We think that, you know, you're young, you're fresh, you have some new ideas that definitely can help elevate our brand. So why don't you tell everybody a little about yourself? Of course, I know who you are. We've been speaking. We've been doing some photo shoots together. So why don't you just tell our audience a little about yourself?
So my name is Jessica Salzman. I'm 15. I'm vegetarian. I really love sports. I come from a competitive family. I'm a sprinter, a pole vaulter, and I do cheerleading. Sports are something that definitely keep me busy and that I love so much because they motivate me to do a lot.
Perfect. Yeah, it's awesome. That's definitely the kind of mindset that people were looking for. So you said that like you really liked all the versatile sports, like you said track, but also cheerleading. So why don't you tell everybody a little about how you grew up?
So I grew up a lot around sports because my mom was like a state champion for soccer. She was absolutely amazing at it. And my dad was a pole vaulter. He was doing track too. So both my parents were just really like competitive and love sports. So I kind of grew up with that with motivation, as well as my older sister, who's a varsity athlete. I've been doing cheerleading for about 9 years now. And I started track eighth grade year. Both I absolutely love so much.
Do you have one over the other?
I would say I like cheerleading a lot because the girls really, we become like a family and track here with new people all the time.
Okay. All right. Nice. So you said you love one over the other, but what events do you do for track?
For track, for sprinting, I do the 100, the 200, and the 400.
Okay.
And then pole vault, I recently started that, so I haven't cleared yet, but this season I know that I'm going
to... You're going to clear. And what does clear mean for some of us that don't...
Clear means when you go over the bar.
Okay, so you haven't gotten over the bar for pole vault at all yet.
Not yet. But I was super close to it, but...
What's the height to get over?
The starting height, I think it's like 9 feet.
Okay, well, hey, you're going to get there, right, this season?
I'm going to try.
You just posted on your story that the new world record has been made, right?
Yes.
How high was that?
Mondo Duplantis did 6.17 meters.
Which is...
I think that's around 20 feet. 20 feet, yeah.
So you guys are almost at the same level.
Almost.
Okay, perfect. So, you know, this season, you know, fresh stuff, new ideas, just coming in with a bang. So how did we first meet?
We first met when I reached out to you about my interest in Atlas.
Right. And so Atlas, how did you even first hear about Atlas? Because although it's like a growing brand, like I guess not a lot of people have heard about it, like in relativity to other huge brands. So how did you first hear about it and what really made you want to reach out to us?
I first heard about it when I saw someone's post on Instagram and I was like, wow, that looks pretty cool. And then later on, I started to see it more. I started to hear some of my friends talk about it. I saw some kids in school wearing it and it just became something I was interested in. And then I saw that you guys were opening for applications and I was like, wow, this is a great opportunity. So I hopped on it and I DM'd you, like talking to you about my motivation and everything. And here we are.
Yeah, definitely. I'd say that. So as you guys know, and like what we tell everybody when they try to apply is that we have an applicant pool right now of around 100 people. So the reason that we really expedited your process and interviewed and got talking is because we really enjoyed your motivation, your energy just through talking. Like we never actually spoke in person before then, but just talking over the phone and like DMing each other back and forth, we could definitely feel like your energy and your motivation, and it was really on par with our Atlas brand. So what do you think of Atlas? Because you know, as our brand gets bigger, like we were talking earlier, people start to love Atlas, and then the other side, people start to hate Atlas. So what are your views on Atlas as a whole?
I think Atlas is great. I mean,
okay, you don't have to skew it just for the, just because there's like five lights, a camera on us recording. What are your honest views on Atlas? If you don't like anything on a chain, just tell me your whole rundown of it.
No, my honest views are on Atlas. I think like it's a great brand. You guys are really motivational. You're really open. Coming into it, you guys were really friendly. Everything that I asked you about, you were able to answer. There was really no confusion. And you're like really flexible with everything. So I think it's great. Even from like an outsider's perspective before, I was like, wow.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you so much. I didn't actually know that you applied for the giveaway we did back in November.
I did.
In November, we had like 250 entries to win 6 pieces of clothing. So sorry, not everyone could win. But hey, here you are now. Now you get free clothes. Now you're out. You're on the team. Like out of those 250 people, none of them are on the team. So here you are. All right, so let's see another question. Like, well, I was thinking, like, your views on Atlas and everything, have they been impacted since you've actually joined the team and you've seen sort of the behind the scenes? Because now you see, like, all the prep we do and the whole behind the scenes aspect of it. Would you say that your views have changed for better or worse?
I've seen, like, I would think that they've gotten, like, a lot better. I see how much hard work you guys put into everything, how much time, how much stress, like really everything. You guys really do care about this, and I would say like a lot of people don't get to see that, but if they did, they would realize like a lot happens behind the scenes, and it's like even better than you think.
Yeah, thank you so much. I love the support, and obviously I don't want you to have to skew your ideas just because I'm asking you to, but it's definitely something that our new innovator Brandon as well said. Like, he also entered the contest way back when in November. And a lot of people have been entering it and they don't know what actually goes into it, like the whole process. But that's the same with being an athlete. Being an athlete, like you put in like 30 hours a week and you perform for like 1 minute, like if you're lucky, you know? Mm-hmm. So I feel like the brand would definitely overlap with athletics in general. And that's what we really strive to do. Like, we really want to just fuse the connection between like being an athlete, being an artist, being like a creative, like such as the brand Atlas. You know, me, I was an athlete as well. And so I really try to carry over some of the traits and overlap them just so that we can find them, the similarities between them. Let's get into your athletics now. So the purpose of this podcast, aside from to introduce you to our team and our audience, we want to show people and give you a spotlight for all of your successes and your whole ambition as an athlete. So why don't we dive into your sports? So like you say, you do cheerleading, track and field. You prefer cheerleading, right?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. So why don't you tell us about the whole aspect of competitive cheer versus like cheering at basketball games, stuff like that. Like, why don't you just give us the whole rundown of cheer?
Yeah, competitive cheer versus high school cheer are two like really different things. I've done both, and I've done plenty of teams. I've done teams for like Old Bridge. I've done the school team, one for Trigger All Stars. I've done a lot.
What's that?
It was another team for another gym, and competitive cheer is definitely a lot more intense. There's a lot more like expectations to reach, and it's like you're competing for way more. Like high school cheer, you're doing it for a title, but for competitive cheer, you're doing it to like go to Disney or some really big thing, which is what I did. I had 1 year where we did make it to Disney. It was crazy. We got to perform at the ESPN Center. Yeah. It was so much fun.
How'd you end up getting there?
We had to go through a series of competitions, and you have to get like first or second to move on. And we ended up getting first place and making it to Disney.
Every time first place?
In 2016, yeah.
Straight dubs, I thought that's what so we like to see.
Yeah, other years it was like first and second, that was
not
like
anymore.
A year.
Word.
Okay. It was great.
Keep it going. So what would you say then the biggest aspect between high school cheer and like competitive cheer? Because doesn't the high school team also do competitions?
Yes.
Okay, so what do you prefer? You're saying you're a very competitive person, you know, like your siblings, your parents of all had such successful careers. So what do you prefer? The competition side of cheer or like the performing side?
I definitely like the competition side. It is like a lot of stress, but I learned to manage it and I just kind of go for it. Like when I'm on the mat, I'm just in a totally different place and there's so much motivation. Your adrenaline is literally pumping the whole time,
right?
And you're just going for it.
Awesome. So now let's get into the track side. Okay, so what's your favorite event for track? Pole vault, or is it more the sprinting?
I really do like sprinting. Like, I just started pole vault, but sprinting has been my thing for a while. Right. And the 100 meter is definitely my favorite.
Is it your best?
Yes.
Is it? Okay. You want to drop your time, gas yourself up a little bit?
My time was 16... No, it was 15:03.
Perfect, yeah, and that's as a sophomore, so you have a lot of time to go, you have a lot of time to cut down. Mm-hmm. I think the record for, the world record at the time right now is like 9.9, so, you know, you're only 5 seconds away. 5 seconds away from,
only 5 seconds.
From being the best in the world, so you definitely got that, you know, the abs on your back, you definitely got that. Mm-hmm. All right, so you being the athlete you are, you're super busy, super committed and devoted, but you're also a vegetarian.
Yes.
And a lot of people have the assumption and these preconceived ideas that being a vegetarian, you don't get protein, you don't get the carbohydrates necessary, just the nutrients necessary to perform at your highest level. So why don't you break down, you've been vegetarian for how long?
About 4 or 5 years.
And you've been having the same energy level, you're performing your highest in this train?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So why don't you share with our audience a little, like a nutshell of how you do it all and just how you balance it, being vegetarian, with meal prepping different, everything. Just give us a rundown.
So being vegetarian is definitely something that's not as hard as people think it is. I got into it for health reasons and I didn't really like the meat aspect of things for health and just also feeling bad for the animals. But there are like a lot of ways to balance it out and there's a lot of like substitutes you can use. I take like daily vitamins to get like my vitamin C in and my iron, so I'm able to keep all of my energy up. It's great. And yeah.
That's great. We really like to see you try something different and you try to change your life for the positive. So speaking of, do you think that you'll be a vegetarian for the rest of your life?
I do think I'll be a vegetarian for the rest of my life.
All right, so speaking of the rest of your life, what do you plan on doing? Do you have any huge aspirations for yourself? Or just, like, what's the long term looking like for you, even though you're only 15 years old?
Yeah, even though I'm only 15 and I don't really want to know what I do with, like, know what I want to do with my life, right. I know that, like, I want to help people. Because making a difference is definitely something that's really big to me, whether it's one person or 100 people. You know, as long as I'm making a positive difference, that's all that really matters.
And how do you think that you're going to make a difference?
I think that I'm gonna make a difference from helping the people around me and also being a part of Atlas, like helping motivate people who maybe don't have that kind of motivation right. in their life and they need to find it somewhere.
Yeah, as we were talking, when I picked you up today, you're saying like, you told me that if you could just help one person, then that's what would make you content, that would make you fulfilled. I forget what I was telling, but I literally said the same exact thing. Like when we went to New York City, we did a giveaway. We have every sale we did, we donated and doubled it and we gave it away to the homeless
community.
I thought
it was nice.
Yeah, so. That's definitely, we appreciate that in people and seeing that because it's really rare nowadays. Like everybody is super, not necessarily self-centered, but acting for their own benefit and seeing people that want to give back is super important nowadays because the pool is getting smaller and smaller, yet the need is getting bigger and bigger.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what's your motivation behind it? And like, what's your motivation in life? Because you have such big ambitions, that's why you're part of Atlas now. Like we really are looking for that same energy. What would you say that your ambition is at this point in your life? Or a goal?
Probably just to make as much of a difference as I can, like have positive impact on people, and like when someone tells me like, oh, you helped me out with like maybe a situation with friends or just anything, it makes me feel good. And I just want to be able to do that for people like all the time, because you know, the more people you're helping, the better the world is getting, and there's some bad stuff out there, so we want to help the most positive impact we possibly can.
Exactly, that's the goal. So let's talk about more athletically based. Do you have any short-term, long-term, let's say when you're a senior in high school, like where we're at, do you have one goal that you hope to accomplish by then?
I really want to make varsity for either
both?
Track or
both?
Cheer.
No, not either, both.
Okay,
we're going both. Both.
We're going both. Both. We're setting some both. Big expectations.
Not big, realistic.
I like that.
You gotta make it realistic. Okay. What steps are you gonna take to get there?
I'm gonna do training in the off season to keep up my strength, because a lot of people take off that time and like with summer too, and they just kind of sit around and like enjoy themselves.
You're gonna be playing catch up, you're gonna be making moves.
Yeah, I'm gonna come back even stronger, and I'm really just gonna work with the people around me who I know I'm gonna be with to get feedback.
Right.
Like a lot of the varsity athletes, you know, they're still gonna be around for a little bit, so I can ask them to help me out, and that'll like really benefit me like going into, you know, making varsity.
Yeah, growing up, as you should, yeah. Varsity is sort of like an achievable status. Like, I feel like everyone's going to. Like, you definitely got it. It's just a matter of time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people think that they're late in the process or that they can't do it. But it's not that you're late. It's just that you're early. Like, you just haven't hit it yet. You just need to keep putting in the work, and eventually, you're going to get it. Like, we see how much hard work you put in, balancing it, such your new lifestyle, being a vegetarian, and just trying all these new things. So you're definitely gonna do it, you just gotta give it time.
It's all about that mindset.
That's it, yeah. So let's talk about passion. So what would you say your passion is? Because I know that it's not necessarily sports, right? What would you say your passion at this point in time is? Like, what sets your soul on fire?
My passion is definitely helping and motivating as many people as I can around me. because motivation is something that a lot of people need, and there's a lot of people out there bringing a lot of us down these days, and the only thing we can really do is help them get back on their feet and, you know, achieve their goals or achieve whatever they want to achieve, and just kind of helping them out, because doing things alone is kind of hard, but when you have someone there supporting you,
right,
you know, it makes it a lot easier, and it just makes a really good support system.
Awesome. That's what Atlas is all about, you know, helping and uplifting others. Like, we're a community built on helping others and being there for each other. So we always do this, the last few questions we do every single podcast, like a to-do list sort of. So do you have, can you give us a tactic that you give to people, or that you, if you could give to people, on how to achieve finding their passion? Like, how did you know that you liked helping people? How did you know that you wanted to motivate other people? Because some people feel lost at this, at your age and at my age too, and anybody at all points of time can feel lost. So do you have one piece of advice, one actual tactical thing to do that would help someone find their passion?
I would say definitely stay calm and have a good mindset, because a lot of people get like really stressed out and really, they just go crazy over these like goals, and if they don't reach them, then they like freak out. But all you really have to do is stay calm, keep that good mindset, and if something doesn't work, then you keep trying. You keep going at it, because if it's something that you really want, you really have to work for it, because great things aren't just given to you.
Right. You know, if it's easy, it's not worth having.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, working for something makes it a lot better once you get it,
yeah,
rather than it just being like given to you or something.
Yeah, it's like the process, you know. If you were handed everything, how much gratitude would you really have? Like, if you don't struggle for it, mm-hmm, then it really wasn't worth it.
You wouldn't learn anything from it. There'd be no satisfaction
in grow.
Being able to say that you worked for that, and right, that's like what you made.
Yeah. So the next question we would ask is, do you have any advice to a younger version of yourself? And that's a little different than a tactical step, because your life is unique to yours. Like, you can't quantify a person. So your individual life, what's one piece of advice that you would have told to like 10-year-old Jess? Or even younger than that, you're older than that.
If there's one piece of advice I can give to my younger self, it would be really like, don't give up so easily. Like, if there's something that you really want, you gotta work for it. And don't get like, you know, hurt, or like, don't beat yourself up over it if you don't get it, because there's gonna be more opportunities for yourself. You got your whole life ahead of you, and there's crazy new opportunities that like that come up when you least expect it.
Yeah.
So just kind of keep like an open mindset and stay with it. Don't like go crazy over it.
Yeah, like really, who would have thought that like that girl that applied to win some free Atlas merch back in November would actually be working with us and filming in the basement that we filmed
the
live stream.
Never thought I'd be
sitting here. Yeah, exactly. So I'd say like we actually just talked about this earlier, everything happens for a reason. Like, if you seek out that opportunity, of course it's gonna come to you. But also there's finding happiness in the serendipity, like in the small things. And that's really an important lesson I don't feel like a lot of people understand. Like, not everything has to be something crazy. Not every success has to be like a milestone. Just making small change every single day and growing and growing and growing.
Constantly learning from everything and just making yourself a better person and helping the people around you, you know, make themselves better.
Yeah. So how about now, not necessarily a piece of advice to a younger version of yourself, but someone going through the works right now for themselves. One piece of advice, it's like a person-to-person thing. What would you tell someone right now that's just, you know, feeling like, not, it's not necessarily the question I asked you earlier about like finding motivation, but it's a piece of advice that the most important thing that you've learned thus far in your life, because you're extremely young. We all are. Mm-hmm. And we have a very different outlook on life. So what would you say the number one thing you've learned thus far?
Number one thing I've learned is definitely like just go for it, because there's a lot of things that I haven't done because I've been nervous about it. And
well, like this podcast, like you said, you're stressing for a whole week.
I was stressing over this for a week, but like you just gotta like go for it and get into it. But there's a lot of things that I haven't done because I've gotten like too scared over it. But mm-hmm, the things that I have done because I just went for it, it's been great. Like trying out for something, or you know, just pitching some crazy ideas, stuff like that. It really gets you places. And like, yeah, it's a weird idea. Weird is unique. We talked about that.
Weird is unique. Like,
you know?
Being fun, being normal is boring. Being different is fun.
Yeah, you can't really hold back. Because, exactly, like, imagine if you did do this over that. Like,
yeah,
your whole life could have been, like, totally different. Yeah. Like, great.
And the
know?
Thing is, you'll never actually know what could have been.
Exactly.
Because once you make that the choice, that's the choice made.
Exactly.
So the only thing you can do is keep pushing forward. And another thing that we were also talking about was the whole anxiety and depression thing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this quote I read somewhere that said, like, anxiety is worrying about the future and depression is worrying about the past. And the thing is, for that, you can't change either of them. So there's no point in stressing over them. Because if it happened in the past, unfortunately, you can't go back. And if it's going to happen in the future, it's going to happen soon enough. So just if it's about taking that proper action to get there. Just taking that action, taking that next step, and even if you just do one small thing a day, one small win, you're definitely going to get somewhere and eventually accomplish that goal. So stressing about it in general is just sort of, there's no need to ruminate about it.
And you can definitely learn from the past to make the future a lot better. Mistakes that you have made or things that you've done that have helped you, use that for motivation in the future so that you don't, you know, do the same thing twice.
Is there any point in time, would you say that's a real learning experience, like a hidden meaning behind it? Like, what am I trying to say? Like, although it was a hard time at the moment, you grew from it and learned from it that you want to share?
Yeah, like there's been times where like, although it's been really hard running at track and running miles, and I'm like running panting and saying like, I really can't do this. At the end when I'm gonna meet and my time goes down by a second or like 30 seconds, it's showing how much that hard work is being put in. So yeah, like learning from the past, like it may be hard or something, but if you just put your mind to it, it's gonna benefit you so much more in the future.
What you just said had very is very important to people that maybe overlook it, especially people our age. Like, we stress over the smallest things. Now with our cell phones, everything is always constant and moving and moving. And only have a second to just stop and realize, like, hey, you're gonna be okay. Mm-hmm. Like, it's gonna pass. It's a blessing and a curse that nothing lasts forever, because we're always gonna be innovating, changing, and adapting to our new conditions regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this has been the 8th episode, I believe?
Yes.
And one of the first episodes of our season 2 with our brand new innovators. Jess, thank you so much for being here. I definitely feel like now our community knows about you. I feel like they're definitely going to love you, obviously. And
hope so.
They will. And is there anything else you want to add? One last piece of advice? Any closing thoughts for the podcast?
Honestly, there's something out there. Just go for it. Don't let anyone or any of your bad thoughts hold you back, because like we said, you don't know what could have happened. You know, had you taken that step towards it, and it could have been like a great outcome. So
yeah,
just go for it.
You won't know unless you go.
Exactly.
You
know? Just yeah. Do it. Just send it.
We'll send. All right, Jess. So thank you guys for listening. This has been another episode of Atlas the Innovative Podcast. You can check us out on Instagram at Atlas Innovative. Jess, you want to plug your page?
You can find me on Instagram at jessica.page5.
Perfect. Yeah. And that's been today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. If you did, make sure to subscribe. Follow us on Instagram, leave a like, and DM us what you thought, your favorite parts of it, because we really want to tailor these podcasts to your likings, and we really want to know what you like to know about the innovators, what you want to find out. So once again, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. It's been your host, Malcolm Lennon Herring, and
Jessica Salzman.
And remember, guys, always strive for success, and make sure to do so by any means necessary. See you next week.